The Falcon's darkened airlock slid silently open. The four YVH Bug Cruncher war droids, on loan from Tendrando Arms and specially programmed to Han specifications, jumped into the pitch-black hangar. Next went the four Jedi, Kip, Saba, Octo Ramus, and Kyle Katarn in their combat-rated vac suits. Han was just glad he had convinced Meewal and Cockmame to help Jun and Tarfang guard the Falcon, or he and Leia, bringing up the rear in standard-issue EV suits, would have had to follow them too.
"I'm the captain of Millennium Falcon,"
Han grumbled into his faceplate.
"That used to mean something."
A moment later, Leia took his wrist, and they jumped out of the airlock. The YVHs gave an all clear and activated their thrusters, briefly illuminating the airless, flotsam-choked launching bay before they shot through a hole in the rear wall. Kip and the other masters activated their green combat lamps and used the Force to pull themselves after the war droids. Leia drew Han by the wrist and followed. As they passed through the hole, Leia's helmet lamp came on. Han activated his own light and found himself in a small repair hangar. The YVHs led the way into a small utility tunnel filled with Gorog bodies. They passed through the tattered remains of a hatch membrane and continued deeper into the twisting warren of tunnels, following a steady trail of dead Gorog and gouged walls. The rescue party came to another hatch, this one intact, and progress slowed to a crawl as the bug crunchers pushed through one by one. Kip and Octo Ramus followed the droids, and suddenly the membrane grew bright with battle flashes.
"Enemy located,"
Bug One reported.
"Engaging now."